Okay, Isla, Rise of the Guardians, Santa, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy. It's like a kid's dream, isn't it? It's been called the Avengers for kids. Would you go along with that?
I would. I mean, we all come together to protect the children from the fear of the boogeyman. So, yeah, I guess we're a team of superheroes or childhood icons, if you will.
Your character, the Tooth Fairy, she's very unconventional in many respects to how we've seen her represented before.
Yeah.
Was that one of the attractions to playing her?
Yeah, obviously that and Guillermo del Toro's, being involved, his involvement and just the other cast members. I love all of their work and it just felt like a really fun kind of classic story. And I felt like it was quite earnest in a way and I enjoyed that. There were less popular culture references in the script than you usually read in these animated movies and it felt quite special and magical.
I mean, it feels like quite a classic take. It hasn't got that contemporary feel to it at all.
Yeah.
Apart from, I guess, the fact that Santa's, some sort of Russian warlord and that kind of stuff. But I mean, it makes it interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, and for kids to be able to think about these characters that they're told about their parents, but actually see them in a different way.
In a different way, yeah. I think that's the hook for kids, and hopefully there's enough humour in there for the grown-ups to. I think it's a little scary for anyone under the age of 6. I think that you should, 6 and up will really respond to it.
But I mean, you said there's bits in it for grown-ups, but are you happy the fact that so many of these films are aimed almost that nod and a wink to grown-ups? Are you happy that this doesn't go that way, that is actually,
it is
a kid's movie?
I love that it's a kid's movie, and I love the way it looks too. I just think that those, that Bill Joyce's illustrations have come alive in such a... when we started the movie, we didn't have that technology. And as the technology's advanced, we were able to kind of add and add and add. And now these creatures just look like, they're just so beautiful.
I mean, what's that like as an actress? I'm guessing you spend a lot of time in a voiceover booth.
Yeah.
When you see the finished product, do you see it in one go or do you see little bits as you go along?
Well, I haven't actually seen the movie yet, this particular movie. I mean, I've seen bits of it, but I'm really excited to see it in 3D. But the way animation works is you only shoot little scenes every few months over a couple of years, and you're just in a sound booth in your sweatpants pulling hideous faces because who cares? No one can see you. And then you get to go, and unlike a live-action movie, you don't have the kind of stress or vanity, seeing your face and hearing your voice. This is just your voice, so it's pretty... painless.
Did you prefer it or is it like
totally love it. It's the greatest gig. You cannot believe you're getting paid for it. It's like you show up into a sound booth. They always like accommodate whatever your schedule is. They give you a bunch of sushi and then you do some silly voices and go home. It's like the dream gig.
Whenever I see this sort of thing, I think of Robin Williams and Mrs. Doubtfire when he's doing the song at the start and he walks off and he ad-libs. Do you ever get the urge to ad-lib? Are you allowed to ad-lib?
Yeah, I ad-libbed a little, like all the stuff where she, is obsessed with teeth and gets kind of passionately excited. And, I tried to add comedic elements, but we had such a great screenwriter and it wasn't the kind of gig where you could. It was a little more formal than.
And what about the cast? Because, I mean, when you look at the movie billboards, Chris Pine, Hugh Jackman, Alec Baldwin, yourself, do you actually ever see any of them at all?
No, you never see any of them. Chris Pine I met in Cannes when we were promoting this. Hugh Jackman I met during Les Mis because my husband's in that film. And then Alec Baldwin, we just hung out because we were promoting this in New York last week. And that's it. That's a cast. You're right. You don't spend any time together at all.
And just finally, ask about The Great Gatsby. It's been moved. It was going to be Christmas, wasn't it? Announced next summer. We're all very excited about it. Are you ready to unleash this to the world?
I am so excited. Being Australian and Baz being Australian, he's my favorite director in the world. So I got to work with him. I was grinning from ear to ear on set every day. And I haven't seen the whole movie, but the little I've seen was so incredibly Baz. It's going to be so wonderful. It's very much like the Moulin Rouge or Romeo and Juliet in its scope and size and color and, tone. But obviously it's such a wonderful text that you can't really go wrong.